بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن حذيفة وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يجمع الله تبارك وتعالى الناس فيقوم المؤمنون حتى تزلف لهم الجنة، فيأتون آدم صلوات الله عليه فيقولون: يا أبانا استفتح لنا الجنة، فيقول: هل أخرجكم من الجنة إلا خطيئة أبيكم؟ لست بصاحب ذلك، اذهبوا بي، اذهبوا إلى بني إبراهيم خليل الله. قال: فيأتون إبراهيم فيقول إبراهيم: لست بصاحب ذلك، إنما كنت خليلا من وراء وراء. اعمدوا إلى موسى الذي كلمه الله تكليما، فيأتون موسى فيقول: لست بصاحب ذلك، اذهبوا إلى عيسى كلمة الله وروحه. فيقول عيسى: لست بصاحب ذلك. فيأتون محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقوم فيؤذن له وترسله الأمانة والرحم، فيقومان جنبتي الصراط يمينا وشمالا، إلى آخر الحديث. The narrator of this hadith are two Sahaba, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. They narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will assemble humanity on the day of judgment, and the believers will be put on one side, or the believers will stand up until Jannat will be brought close, referring to the verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that Jannat will be brought close for the people of Taqwa. However, Jannat will be sealed and it will be locked. So the people will be, the believers will be concerned as to how to open Jannat. So in their endeavor to get Jannat open, they will approach Adam alayhi salam and they will request him and say to him, Ya Abana, O our father, istaftih lana al-jannah, request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up Jannat for us. He will respond and he will say, was it anything else besides the mistake of your father that caused you to be expelled from Jannat? I am not worthy of this. Adam alayhi salam is referring to the time which many places in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to, that Adam and Hawa alayhi salam were in Jannat and Allah ta'ala commanded them not to partake of the fruit of a particular tree. Shaitan deceived them and Adam alayhi salam committed a mistake. One important point we should bear in mind, that with regards to the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, it is our aqeedah, it is our belief that they had what is called ismat, protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya did not commit any guna or sin. What Adam alayhi salam committed in Jannat is an error, is a mistake. That is why in the Quran Allah ta'ala says, وَهَلْ لَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا, there was no intention to break Allah's command. So referring to this mistake that Adam alayhi salam did, he said, it was my mistake, my error that caused you to be expelled from Jannat. Now you are asking me to seek intercession before Allah Ta'ala to cause Jannat to be opened up for you. Obviously, I am not worthy of that. This was Adam alayhi salam's humility. And he said, he suggested to them that go approach my son, Ibrahim, Khalilillah. He is the chosen, very close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will come to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam will respond and he will say, I am also not worthy of this. I was Allah Ta'ala's Khalil, Allah's close friend, mu wara wara, a very long time ago. Again, this is the humility of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he will say that he is not worthy of this and that he was Allah's friend a long time ago. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam will say to them, go to approach Musa alayhi salam. He is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to directly. They will then come to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam will respond and he will say, I am not worthy of this. Approach Isa alayhi salam. And in referring to Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam will mention two specific qualities of Isa alayhi salam, that kalimatullahi wa ruhu. Isa alayhi salam is Allah's kalima, literally translated, is Allah's word, wa ruhu, and is Allah's spirit. Ulama ikram explain why is Isa alayhi salam referred to as kalimatullah or ruhullah. It refers to the uniqueness of the creation of Isa alayhi salam, that unlike other human beings, that their inception occurred in the womb of the mother, and after 120 days had passed, Allah Ta'ala sent the angel, and the ruh and the soul was blown into that human being, which equaled to the starting of the life of that insan. In Isa al-Islam's case, this did not occur. He was born without the intervention of a father, and Jibreel al-Islam was sent to blow the ruh into Isa al-Islam. So because of that, he was given the special distinction known as Kalimatullah wa Ruhu. So Isa al-Islam would say, I am not worthy of this. Approach and go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this juncture, one important point. We are aware, and likewise humanity will be made aware, that this honor of being given this position of sifarish and intercession before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment has been reserved for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala could have made it such that humanity in his desperation first approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the need to first go to Adam alayhi salam, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Musa alayhi salam, then Isa alayhi salam, go through all these anbiya till finally coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The reason for this, ulama explained, was that by making humanity go through this process, the position, the maqam, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his superiority over all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam could be clearly illustrated to the entire humanity. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala already in the Quran has mentioned maqam e mahmood, etc., sifarish, intercession. These are the special gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has been reserved solely and exclusively for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when he is approached and the same request is put before him, istaftih lana al-jannah, that request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up Jannat for us, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith it is mentioned with more detail, that he will go up to the arsh of Allah, he will fall down into sajda, and he will remain in that sajda for a very, very long period of time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentions, that in that sajda I will praise Allah. I will praise Allah in a manner that Allah has never been praised. And the words of that praise right now, I don't know. At that time, Allah would put into my heart how to praise Him. Because Allah is as He has praised Himself. We cannot praise Allah as He ought to be praised. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, for a long time, I will praise Allah Ta'ala. The ulama explain what is the need for this long period, long sajda. They say that before the sajda, Allah will be in a state of jalal. After the sajda, Allah will be in a state of jamal. Then Allah Ta'ala will address him, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak, sal tu'ta, washfa tushaffa. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise up your head. Ask now, whatever you ask will be granted. Seek intercession, your intercession will be accepted. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this sifarish, this intercession will be for the opening of Jannat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will seek this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will accept this sifarish and this intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And pertinent to this chapter, this is a lengthy hadith, why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this chapter under this particular heading, Babul Amri bi Adail Amana, the chapter dealing with the injunction or the command with the discharging and the fulfilling of trust, is this particular section of the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, thereafter, wa tursalul amanatu wa rahim. Two things. One is amanadari, trustworthiness. This will be given a physical form. What form? Allah knows best. And another thing will be given a physical form, and that is rahim. In other words, family ties. Family ties and amanat and trust, both these things will be given a physical form. فَيَقُومَانْ جَمْبَتَ يُسِّرَاتْ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. Before entry into Jannat, there will be one last obstacle or hurdle to cross. And that obstacle and hurdle is what we refer to as the Sirat, or known as the Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. One important point before we go further with explanation, my respected brothers, when it comes to the Pul Sirat, Ulama Ikram mentioned, a kafir will not have to cross the Sirat. A kafir will not have to cross the Sirat. Kuffar will be thrown directly into Jahannam. The Sirat is only for the Muslims. Muslims and, according to some ulama, the munafiqeen, those who used to pretend to be Muslims. And they obviously will be thrown into Jahannam. But it is only the Muslims that will have to cross the Sirat. And this is a decision of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا This in and illa, when it comes together in one sentence, it carries the meaning that there will be no exceptions, no exclusions. Every reciter of kalima, every believer, from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah, every believer will have to cross the Sirat. This bridge that is over Jahannam. Kana ala rabbika khatmam maqdiya. Kana ala rabbika khatmam maqdiya. This is a decree which Allah has made compulsory upon Himself. It will have to pass. There will be no exclusions, there will be no exceptions. So that is one of the critical junctions. This last obstacle or hurdle before entering Jannah, the Sirat, in other riwayat, we find greater detail about it. That it is, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinner than a hair and sharper than a blade. A very long bridge that will be suspended over Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that on two sides of this bridge of Sirat, on one side will be amanadari, trustworthiness. On the other side will be family ties. Inshallah, we'll continue.